Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run.
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C and Emil Nate checking in on a weekend reactions episode, and we're recording this pretty late in our usual schedule. Tuesday night na kami nagre-record, so you're probably listening to this on a Wednesday, but that's because we had a very long weekend of wrestling, with AEW Dynasty having just wrapped up. So we figured, sige, let's watch it on Monday, and then Tuesday happens, you've got Monday Night Raw. So sige, isama na rin natin dito sa weekend reactions episode. But before we get into all of that, first, a belated happy birthday to you, Emil.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Stan. Thank you, guys. Thank you sa mga nakaalala, some of our wrestling friends around the circle greeted me a happy birthday yesterday. So today's Tuesday, so my birthday was Monday, so it was yesterday. So again, thank you so much to everyone, and like I said sa aming Discord, 2026, and looking forward to a really good year. This past year was really good, so a lot of positivity going through me right now.
Yeah, there are certainly worse ways to turn 26. Like Ro and I, we turned 26 on the same year that two populist leaders got elected and fucked up the world. So good for you, Emil, to be turning 26 in the year of our Lord, 2024, of all years in history. So we also got to say thanks to everybody who joined us for Wrestling Quiz Night over at Hobby Stadium. Maraming salamat sa inyong lahat. Congratulations as well to Dino and Domino. They were the team that actually won. They're legit twins. As I found out, nung una kala ko they were just friends, magkapatid pala sila, and then they were like, di pala, we're twins, and I had to take a good look at them. And I'm like, holy shit, you are twins. So, congrats to them. I heard that they kicked a lot of ass in the mainstream music crossing over with wrestling category, which propelled them to the top spot. So, I hope that they enjoy the haul that they got from Quiz Night. What was your Quiz Night experience, Emil? How is it this time compared to last year's?
This one was a little bit better because, first of all, I helped in the forming of the questions. So it was a lot of fun thinking about the questions. And then, the experience was just a little bit better because mas madami, of course, since compared to last time. We got 10 teams this time, which was... that's a good number for a quiz night. 10 teams competing, and then medyo nagalangan ako nung una na the questions were kind of too easy, but then a lot of people, I got a lot of feedback from our contestants. May mga parts na nahihirapan sila. It's not just one category, it's different categories where they told me, oh man, this category was a little bit hard for me. So so I'll take that as a compliment, I guess. And again, we're just gonna do it better the next one. So I hope you'll keep supporting this initiative, because quiz nights are really fun.
Yeah, it's really fun then for me as somebody who obsesses over the questions and the format of the quiz. You know, I've played in a number of quiz nights myself, so I'd like to think alam ko na what actually works in a quiz night versus what doesn't work for a quiz night. So thank you to everybody who made it super fun, whether you were a player or a sponsor of prizes or somebody who was part of the Hobby Stadium staff na ang laking tulong sa amin. Maraming salamat. Thank you as well to our friends from Hobby Danzy, from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles, and from Hobby Stadium for donating all of those prizes for quiz night. Sorry, Emil, I cut you off.
I forgot to tell you, while the quiz was happening, yung ibang staff sa Hobby Stadium, nakikisagot din sila. I was there. So there was this a guy or another guy na nakikisali siya sa, sa quiz. Which made the whole thing really fun. So again, thank you to everyone who was there that night.
Yeah, we appreciate you all. Maraming salamat. And, just to close things out on this conversation, it was a great way to celebrate 10 years of the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast and this little holiday called 420 as well. So happy 420, everybody. All right, let's get to some weekend reactions over here. We're going to start with the latest thing to happen in wrestling, and that is Becky Lynch becoming a 7-time world champion. So the women main evented Monday Night Raw. They had a battle royal, and as Pat McAfee said, only the 4th time in Raw history, or in WWE history rather, that a battle royal decided a new world champion following Gail Kim in 03, Kurt Angle in 06, and the Great Khali in 07. So Becky Lynch outlasted all the women, and she became the new women's world champion after Rhea Ripley vacated her title. So, Emil, pinag-usapan natin ito ng live stream. Becky as the world champion, when people were saying na she and Seth were going to take a break following WrestleMania, she referenced it herself na mauudlot daw yung vacation niya because she's needed back at work. So, what do you think? Good pick?
Yes. At this point,
parang hindi ka, hindi ka believe sa sinasabi mo. Parang, yes, alam mo yun. Parang,
I mean, ito kasi, like
your favorite.
I feel like the Becky title win is one of those break glass if emergency type of title win. Na, oh shit, our champion's injured and there isn't anyone on the roster na they're comfortable enough to give them a run at the title other than Becky. On Raw, because on SmackDown that's a different brand, but on Raw, no one else I think is ready to step up to the plate as much as Becky is, and she's a veteran. She's a veteran already in the ring. She knows how to carry herself. She knows how to be a champion and have a proper run as a champion. Do I think she is going to be champion for long enough? No, because as much as Rhea's injured, I don't think she's going to be out that long for Becky to have another one of those long title reigns, which a lot of people have kind of grew tired on. Like I saw the reactions online after this match. They were kind of dissatisfied. Like, oh, Becky again? Even though she hasn't been a world's champion since last year. So
2022, actually.
Aside from her NXT title run, she hasn't really been champion. But she has been constantly on NXT on TV for the whole year. So I think that's the reason why a lot of people were starting to sour on Becky. But she is Becky Lynch. She is the man for a reason, and I'm okay with it. I'm okay with her winning the title.
Yeah. I guess Becky Lynch has gotten to a point where she isn't really an underdog anymore, which is funny kasi diba nung storyline niya with Rhea heading into WrestleMania, they really established Becky as the underdog na parang kaya ko pa ba to. And then fast forward a couple of weeks, Rhea is injured, and suddenly Becky Lynch has become kind of like John Cena or Randy Orton. But now they're the safe bet. They're the established main event veteran. Na, you know, you put the title on them when you need a champion who's there and available and can carry the brand. And Becky Lynch is your man.
She is. I really thought, but to be honest, I really thought they would have gone to either Liv or Nia. Because that's who we were predicting on the live stream last week. But I guess they still have plans for Liv, and that doesn't involve her being champion.
No, it's interesting that you actually thought Liv Morgan would be the ideal pick to be the next champion. What, just because an injury is si Rhea?
Yeah, I feel like, eto, kasi...
Why? After... How is that justification na, oh, okay, you can be the next champion when she wasn't even on WrestleMania?
Because I think a lot of people were predicting na dito din po puto yung story after Rhea vacating the title, because they had diba, yung segment na nagkasagutan sila. So...
Yeah, but like Rhea had so many rivals na nagkasagutan din sila, and it seemed very testy. And yet, she was champion for over a year, and it took an injury to strip her of the title.
Yeah.
So what made you say na? What made you think na it was bound to be Liv? Look, I'm not tearing you down here. I'm trying to challenge the way that you're thinking.
Yeah, like I like it, but it's like no one else is on Raw.
Becky Lynch, she was right there. You had Nia Jax, who's like a big unstoppable monster.
Si Becky Lynch, yeah, kasi akala natin she was gonna take a break.
Sabi natin wala si Becky, who would it have been if not, you know, kasi nga, I don't know. I'm trying to challenge nga yung sinasabi mo na Liv, just because she was the one that took Rhea out, or she was the one that was supposed to feud with Rhea had Rhea not gotten injured.
Because I feel like there may momentum si Liv after that Raw after being a segment.
Nah, really, one segment that you feel there's a push na, oh yes, she is in line to be the next champion.
David also, okay, nakalimutan ko din na they were also kind of telling the Liv story before WrestleMania as well. Na yung she confronted Becky because Liv felt like Becky was stealing her spotlight. So in a way, they were kind of going there already. It's just, it was, na-delay lang talaga siya ng injury ni Rhea. But most people were predicting na this is going to be the story moving forward after Mania.
Yeah, so I think it doesn't matter what the story was going to be.
Oh,
it just doesn't justify. Liv was supposed to be next in line. Again, I'm just trying to challenge you.
It's jumping conclusions.
I'm just trying to challenge you. Yeah, you're jumping to conclusions. You're not giving me the links to get from point A to point B. That's what I'm looking for right here.
you're right.
You could just as easily say it could have been Chelsea Green. Because Chelsea Green is on TV every week, but does that mean that Chelsea Green's in line to be the next women's champion? I wouldn't know. I'm not in the room where it happens, but I could have just as easily been sold the idea na Chelsea could have been great because you'd have a chicken shit heel naman, which is refreshing after Rhea being this dominant boss in the women's division, di ba?
Yeah, it's true. That's why the injury really threw up all the plans, I guess, because she was going to be the champ. Long past Mania. So I think wala pa talaga sa plan sila to take the title off her kasi we're debating this thing right now.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, nobody wants to see a championship reign end due to an injury. So the fact na they had to strip her right away means na this really wasn't in their plans, diba? So
exactly.
All right, let's move on to AEW Dynasty. Yung mga ibang ganap ng Monday Night Raw, we're going to be discussing that on the live stream. So let's start with Dynasty and just a zoomed out view of the show, Emil. What was your opinion of it?
It was a great pay-per-view, but hindi pa din nawawala yung problem of it's kind of exhausting. Because we had a lot of great matches from the top of the card until the main event. A lot of really good matches, but walang breather in between. Like there were a number of short matches in there. The TBS title was kind of short. The what else? Besides, there was another match before Osprey versus Ryan.
I mean, the TBS championship match was short because Julia Hart is injured. But you guys,
so walang ano, there's no time to breathe. That's why I can't help but to compare it again with WWE, which what they have been doing lately. After a match, there's going to be a good 10 to 15 minute commercial break where they're going to put a lot of commercials, maybe put in a segment. Kasi by the time you're in the next match, you're refreshed and you were able to process your feelings of what happened in the previous match. Like with this one, after the Ospreay-Danielson match, patapos na yung tag team title match, hindi ko pa rin maalis sa isip ko yung the greatness that I witnessed a few minutes ago. So it's one of those things na TK, I think, still needs to work on with his pay-per-views. Kasi before, AEW used to be what WWE is now. Kasi dati, in their first pay-per-views, AEW would only have 5-6 matches. So ngayon, the situation is the reverse. Na it's WWE this time who's adapting this takeover-style pacing pagdating sa mga special events and pay-per-views or PLEs na they let each match have its own specific time and hindi it doesn't get as bloated as it was before. So now AEW has that problem, and I still feel the same way, even though I can probably pick 2 or 3 match of the year candidates from this card.
Mm-hmm. So if you had to give it like a letter grade or a number grade, anong rating mo for Dynasty?
Actually, I will rate it pretty high. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll give it an 8. Because it was
pretty high
really,
for any show.
Oh, because if I'm gonna watch it again, I feel like I would be happy watching this entire thing. Because, like I said, we have 2 picks on our picks that we're gonna talk about. But the entire card was really good. Ang problema nga lang talaga is the pacing. But if you watch each match on its own, then your perception of Dynamite would be a little bit better than it did if you watch it live.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have a lot of new champions to talk about. We'll get to all of that soon, but first let's hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Hi, I'm Joelle and I'm back. Did you miss me? I wouldn't call this a season 2, but rather just another era with more lessons, realizations, and thoughts from all the overthinking. And it's not just gonna be me this time. We'll have special guests, other POVs, para mas marami pa tayong masagot na paano kungs ng buhay to hopefully help you find the answers you're looking for. Tara, this is Joelle's podcast, Paano Kung.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, new champions all around dito sa AEW. We're going to start with Swerve Strickland being AEW's first Black World Champion. And ito, unlike yung assessment mo of Liv Morgan, ito, everyone was behind this decision. Everyone was saying, Swerve is the guy, he's next. It was a foregone conclusion that Swerve would win the AEW World Championship, and yet it didn't take away from the emotions that just overflowed when Swerve finally defeated Samoa Joe to take the championship. So, what do you think of the match and Swerve achieving this historic feat?
The match was good. The match was really good. Although you know, because we're all thinking that Swerve is probably going to win this. But again, still didn't take away from the match. The match was still delivered. And we got to applaud Samoa Joe first for having a good title reign. I've seen posts of sometimes a title reign doesn't need to be that long to be that good. And a lot of things were established and a lot of things were fixed dun sa title reign ni Samoa Joe, because it got the title off of the floundering MJF Adam Cole feud. And then it reestablished the Hangman Swerve feud after last year's death match. And then it kind of smoothly transitioned. Parang naging transitional champion din si Joe in a way. But hindi mo mahalata eh. Because he was legit enough as well to be a world champion. And I'm happy that he finally got to be a world champion after all these years. And the next guy was the perfect guy to win the title off of Samoa Joe. Because Swerve has all this momentum. And parang ano, yung sinabi ko nga last Thursday, strike the iron while it's hot. And that TK definitely did that.
Yeah, you know, as somebody who watched Lucha Underground in the mid-2010s, I'm just so happy to live in a world where Killshot is now a world champion in one of the top two wrestling companies in the world. So congrats to Swerve Strickland, to Prince Nana for helping him get there, to Brian Cage, who had a very awkwardly worded tweet after Swerve's win, to everybody who rooted for Swerve Strickland. You know, it's a great milestone, a huge accomplishment that I'm sure he's proud to be the face and the name of. Diba? All right, moving on to other new champions. You've got the Young Bucks, who are now the first three-time AEW World Tag Team Champions. And yung pag-air nila nung bizarre backstage footage nung CCTV with CM Punk in it, apparently was the setup for a returning Jack Perry, who screwed FTR over, presumably because FTR, they're friends with CM Punk. Jack Perry had an altercation with CM Punk. So I guess by association, tropa na yung Young Bucks at si Jack Perry.
Yeah, this was one of those things na we for na nakita natin that will happen, and they did it. I'm glad that they went the way they did, because you put the titles back on the Young Bucks. Because at this point, there's no tag team with so much momentum other than the Bucks. So, and then you establish this canon of Jack Perry being included in the Elite. So it basically reestablishes the tag team division. And now the Elite story is much more interesting with the returning Jack Perry and how... Are they gonna twist the real life situation into the storyline? So interesting though. Definitely, this is interesting, and I can't wait on how Jack Perry will be integrated into the Elite.
Yeah, I also don't know kung paano nila to gagawin, but it should be something to watch out for, especially since maybe the Young Bucks and FTR feud is far from over, despite four huge matches on pay per view over the last 4 years.
Okay. I think diba sinabi ko nung live stream na there's possibly gonna be a anarchy in the arena match with the BCC and the Don Callis family. Now I'm seeing a possibility of the Elite having some sort of a group warfare against FTR, and maybe add Adam Copeland in there, or maybe someone else.
You know, upon group warfare, anarchy in the arena is right there.
No, like a group feud. No, yun yung kasi dalawa yan, merong anarchy tas meron din bloods and guts. So very, like, I don't know how
bloods and guts gonna... hindi bloods and crips.
Okay. No na mental block ako dun for a bit. It's interesting kasi ang dami ulit ng groups sa AEW as of this moment na ano, di natin sure, and there's so many possibilities in the next few weeks to come of how are they going to twist everything up.
Mm-hmm. All right. You've got another two set of new champions coming out of Dynasty. You had Willow Nightingale defeating Julia Hart, na sinasabi nga ni Ro nung live stream last week, is nursing an injury, kaya si Willow na yung new TBS champion, and then she's heading to Double or Nothing next month to defend against Mercedes Moné. And then you had Bullet Club Gold defeating the Acclaimed to become the Unified Trios champions. So start muna tayo dito kay Willow Nightingale. You know, we've been very vocal on this podcast about how good Willow Nightingale is. So I think this was one of those championship wins na long time coming. If anything, parang ano pa nga eh, why didn't it happen any sooner?
Yeah, definitely. I'm happy for Willow. Also, same thing, same feeling here. Now it's been long overdue. I think for me, dapat last year naging champion na din siya, but you know, things got in the way, and she was a mainstay in Ring of Honor then last year for most of last year, and this year lang talaga siya na integrate fully into the AEW main roster storyline. So I'm happy, and ang ayoko lang na mangyari dito is Willow becoming a transitional champion, because she's going up against Mercedes Moné, and this is where magkakaroon ng clash, because you can't have Mercedes lose her first match, but you also can't lose all the momentum that Willow has gotten over the past few months. Tapos matatalo lang siya in her first title defense. So that's why I was advocating before Dynasty. Like, I don't know this new situation in Mercedes, but I would have advocated for it to be a triple threat match so that they could just get the title off of Julia Hart, and also not risking the momentum of Willow and Mercedes, who are both on a can't lose situation as of right now. So, but who knows what will happen come double or nothing, di ba?
Yeah, may built-in story tong Mercedes versus Willow feud, di ba? Dating back to their NJPW Strong Women's Championship match last year, where Mercedes got injured. So, I'm guessing na they're gonna draw on that a lot, kasi wala pa namang nagagawang physical si Mercedes, eh, di ba? She just appears, yep. She just cuts promos, so I guess it's on AEW to ramp up the intensity over this next month of build-up and to finally establish Mercedes Moné as an actual physical threat, other than the hope na, you know, she's gonna bring it in terms of in-ring ability, which she can. It's just that in terms of physicality, wala pa siyang masyadong nagagawa because of the, you know, because yep. of whatever situation. So there's that. Now, yung Bullet Club Gold, this match was actually on 0 Hour, yung kanilang pre-show. They defeated the Acclaim to become the Unified Trios champions. And it's kind of sad because every time you unify a set of championships, may isang lineage na mawawala. So I'm assuming na since yung AEW Trios Championship yung mas bago, and AEW is the parent company, yun yung ire-retain nila. So that means na Bullet Club Gold will likely be the last Ring of Honor six-man tag team champions, unless they decide to have Bullet Club Gold walking around with all six championship titles like Eddie Kingston when he was the winner of the Continental Crown.
I very much doubt that, because medyo redundant na din kasi yung ROH six-man tag, because there's already an AEW trios tag titles, and there's only so much trios teams in AEW na kailangan ng dalawang belts. So I think there's only need to be one trios championship, and it looks like they're gonna retain the AEW trios rather than the ROH six-man tag.
Yeah, so congrats to Bullet Club Gold for winning the Unified Trios Championship. We're going to be talking about another couple of matches from the Dynasty card dito sa Picks of the Week episode natin, which should be on your feet by the time you're listening to this episode. So, other than those two matches, the part ng Picks of the Week, Emil, may ibang thoughts ka ba coming out of AEW Dynasty?
Ala naman, kasi the things I want to talk about, we will pretty much talk about it on the Picks of the Week. But I think for people who haven't seen the Dynasty yet, you could just pick 5 matches on a card, and that's everything that you need to watch. Like, may mga fillers, pero it's not so much compared to other AEW pay-per-views in the past. So I will give them that. That's why I gave them a solid 8.
All right. That's going to do it for our weekend reactions. We're going to catch you on Thursday for our weekly Wrestling Podcast live stream. That's at 7 p.m. over on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. It is at Wrestling Podcast. Picks of the Week episode, like I said moments ago, should be up on your feeds right now. And if you want to be part of the conversation, or if you want to hit us up individually, it is at EML_Meister, at Gina Supersized, at Rowis War, at Monday Night Rowan, and at _Stancy. And for the show, it is at Wrestling2XPod. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and the rest of the Pod Network for putting these episodes together. And thank you for keeping the Wrestling Podcast in your weekly wrestling diet. We appreciate you, and that's a huge reason why we keep doing this 10 years and counting. For Emil Nate and the rest of our co-hosts who can't be here on this recording, my name is Stan C. This brings another episode of the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast to a close. And we're out of here. So stay safe, stay healthy, stay hydrated, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Out later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.